This morning on WCHL, the first stage of the controversial Ephesus Fordham plan has now been approved.
I do believe that this will be successful for Chapel Hill.
There is no evidence that it will achieve the original goals.
Chapel Hill's town manager gave the town its first look at next year's budget. Early budget talks in Chapel Hill point to no tax increases.
The budget as it's recommended tonight has no tax increase in it.
And the town of Carborough will have its first look at budget 2014-15 tonight. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, we'll talk about Carolina's baseball team getting set for another big series this weekend. And
the ACC voted for only 8 conference football games per season. So what?
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. It is warm this morning. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the low 90s with a lot of sunshine on the way. The Chapel Hill Town Council voted last night to approve the first steps of the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan, paving the way for a new kind of zoning and approval process. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The Chapel Hill Town Council took a series of votes last night to adopt a new type of zoning known as form-based code and apply it to a large swath of land surrounding the Ephesus Church Road-Fordham Boulevard intersection. Councilmember George Cianciolo sided with the majority in supporting the plan.
I do believe that this will be successful for Chapel Hill, and that's what I was elected to do, use my best judgment.
The council voted 8-1 to adopt the new form-based code into the town land use plan and 6-9 to apply it to the majority of the Ephesus Fordham focus area. Ed Harrison, Matt Chakovsky, and Jim Ward voted against the rezonings. The plan calls for the town to reconfigure the intersections of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard, extend Elliott Road, and create new mixed-use zones allowing 3 to 7 stories of commercial and residential development. Supporters say it will encourage new business growth in the area while also addressing long-standing flooding problems and traffic jams. However, opponents have raised doubts about the efficacy of the stormwater management plan and questioned the timing and cost of the redevelopment proposal. Councilmember Chakovsky sided with the critics of the plan.
There is no evidence that it will achieve the original goals, including stormwater, including traffic mitigation, including increasing commercial tax revenue to the town.
Councilmember Ward opposed the plan because he said switching to form-based code means the council will lose the chance to negotiate with developers for affordable housing and energy-efficient design.
It sounds like the rest of the council is ready to give away the store in terms of the one thing that we have, and that's the ability to grant greater density as an incentive. It baffles me.
Using form-based code, the council sets parameters for development, including building height, setbacks, and parking guidelines for each zone. Once these are in place, individual developers will not need to bring their projects before the council if they meet the established criteria. Instead, projects will be reviewed by the town manager and the Community Design Commission. Council members expressed interest in reviewing the first projects that come forward under the new guidelines, but they will not be able to ask developers for concessions. Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green proposed holding off on rezoning 4 parcels of land along Elliott Road from Franklin Street to Fordham Boulevard, while staffers investigate the possibility of offering density bonuses for developers who build affordable housing.
What I'm talking about is a proposal that would change properties 1, 2, 3, and 4 from WX5 to WX2, as in 2 stories permitted by right, with a density bonus of 5 stories in exchange for 10% affordable housing.
The council backed a proposal, leaving the land as is for now. In addition, the council voted unanimously to rezone 8.5 acres on Legion Road so that nonprofit developer DHIC can apply for low-income tax credits to subsidize a proposed affordable housing rental project on the site. The town is partnering with DHIC on the project, but some backers worried the rezoning might not happen before Friday's deadline to apply for tax credits. While the zoning for the Ephesus Fordham plan is now in place, the town is still in the process of figuring out how to pay for the $10 million worth of infrastructure improvements. To that end, the town is asking Orange County to help pay down the town's debt by contributing a portion of the increased tax revenues the redevelopment is expected to generate. County commissioners will consider that plan on Thursday night. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news in just a moment.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Lisi Guthridge, Cedars member since 2012. Here's what Lisi had to say.
Bill wasn't sure about moving to the Cedars, and one reason was that he wanted our golden retriever, Maggie, to be comfortable. But the Cedars is very dog-friendly, with lots of dogs and dog walkers who go by our cottage and visit with her. The mailman even stops and gives her a treat. Once we needed to take her to the vet, and we're having trouble getting her in the car, so we just called security, and people were there in a minute to help. In fact, help with anything is only a phone call away. On another note, Glenn O'Neill does a great job with the food. We always loved his restaurants, and we're so glad he's here. It makes entertaining guests here for dinner very easy. Bill didn't really want to move from the house we built and come to the Cedars, but we are all so glad we did. Even Maggie loves it.
Thanks, Lisi. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
This is Richard Quinn from Fifth Season in downtown Carrboro. We help our customers grow, brew, and make their own. Our nursery is stocked this spring with organic veggie starts and uncommon, easy-to-grow plants you won't find elsewhere. Our newly expanded brew room carries more fresh grains and hops and everything an expert or novice homebrewer needs. And if you DIY, we've got cheese-making, food fermentation, and mushroom cultivation supplies.
Come on down, Fifth Season.
Come on down,
Fifth Season.
Come on down, Fifth Season.
Gardening Company.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan, owner of Twig. With summer just around the corner, I'm happy to say our newest line of women's eco-fashions has arrived. With perky new colors, our Yala bamboo rayon skirts, tops, and dresses have a flattering and elegant look while being comfy enough to sleep in. This summer, look stunning and feel great. So bring your beautiful self. We're located on Elliott Road next to Whole Foods. Twig, where it feels good to wear green.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. Orange County commissioners will discuss the future of solid waste and recycling. The board meets tonight. Commissioners will get their first look at a draft interlocal agreement with the towns to partner on solid waste disposal services. The board hopes to have a new agreement signed by July 1st, but questions remain regarding who decides future fee increases and how facilities might be shared. The board will also review funding options for the rural curbside recycling program after backing off a plan to create a new solid waste disposal tax district to fund the existing service. In addition, the commissioners will hear an update on the process of siting a Southern Branch Library in downtown Carrboro. The board meets tonight at 7 o'clock in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Carrboro Town Manager David Andrews will present the recommended budget for fiscal year 2014-2015 at tonight's meeting of the Board of Aldermen in Carrboro. The board will then set the time for a public hearing on the proposed budget, as well as budget work sessions. Also on tonight's agenda, older persons will receive an overview on the North Carolina Next Generation Master Network Development Agreement with AT&T for the installation of ultra-high-speed broadband network and internet access. It's an effort to promote more economic opportunities and to address the digital divide. Carrboro has joined other municipalities, including Chapel Hill and Durham, as well as four major universities, including UNC, to evaluate proposals from network providers. That resulted in the development agreement that will be discussed tonight. On a similar note, there will also be an update on Google Fiber, an initiative to build high-speed networks in 34 municipalities. Carrboro is part of a designated region for that project. The meeting begins at 7:30 tonight at Carrboro Town Hall, located at 301 West Main Street. Chapel Hill and Orange County are teaming up to present the first annual Roots of the Piedmont Preservation Conference at the end of May, which is both National Preservation Month and National Tourism Month. The two-day symposium will be held at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill on Friday, May 30th, and at the historic Orange County Courthouse in Hillsborough the following day, Saturday, May 31st. The symposium is a joint project of Preservation Chapel Hill, the Orange County Historic Preservation Commission, and the Alliance for Historic Hillsborough. A leading group of preservationists and historians will speak at the conference. Topics will include modernism, public archaeology, and 18th-century Native communities. The event begins May 30th at 8:45 a.m. at the Carolina Inn. The opening reception takes place that night from 8 o'clock until 9:30 at the Horace Williams House of Chapel Hill. The cost of admission is $20 per day or $30 for both days. Online registration will close on Friday, May 16th. That's this Friday. To register online before then, you can find the link on this story on our website, chapelboro.com. A three-judge federal appeals court panel hears arguments today in a Virginia same-sex marriage case that could also affect similar laws in neighboring states. Gay rights activists say a federal appeals court decision invalidating Virginia's same-sex marriage ban could either strike down other bans or virtually ensure the success of similar lawsuits in North Carolina, South Carolina, and West Virginia. All those states are part of the jurisdiction of the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. The appellate court in Richmond will hear arguments on a judge's ruling striking down Virginia's same-sex marriage case. Judge Arena Wright Allen ruled back in February that the prohibition violates the U.S. Constitution's equal protection and due process guarantees. The former mayor of North Carolina's largest city says he supports same-sex marriage. U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox said in an interview Monday that North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage was wrong and that he hopes the state gets it right. While he was Charlotte's mayor, Fox says he met with members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, but this was the first time he's publicly supported same-sex marriage. His comments were made on the eve of hearings scheduled in the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Virginia's same-sex marriage ban. It could have an impact in North Carolina because the two states are in the same circuit, of course. Fox resigned as Charlotte's mayor last year to become transportation secretary in the Obama administration. 617 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. Well, not a lot of traffic this morning. Not a lot of activity out there. Very low volume on the roadways, and that situation will certainly change a little later on. When it does, Rand Northam is back in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. And in the meantime, if you need to get in touch with WCHL to let us know about something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can also tweet us at WCHL. Whatever you decide to do, please do it safely. And traffic will certainly change later on, but right now everything is copacetic. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather coming up in just a moment, but a quick word for Glass Half Full. The friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. The beautiful garden patio is now open. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun as well. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruisers. It is 69 degrees, mostly sunshine, high today in the low 90s. Get ready for the heat. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 65, just slight chance of rain. Then a bigger chance of rain on Thursday, 60%, as a matter of fact. The high only about 80, though, so a little bit of relief from the heat. This forecast has been brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. You know they serve fresh brewed coffee, and they do it fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 619 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ryan Stutz. The 30-21 North Carolina baseball team, fresh off securing a much-needed win in the series finale against Florida State, will be aiming to close out the regular season strong with a four-game road swing starting this evening at 6. Tar Heels take on the 23-26 Gardner-Webb Running Bulldogs. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on Carolina baseball.
The Tar Heels head down the road to Shelby with a focus on defense and pitching. That's where it all starts for this ball club, according to head coach Mike Fox. Coach Fox also says the team's now re-energized and fresh after leaving the stress of the exam break behind them.
The exam break did help us, I think. It's a tough stretch up until exams, and our kids need to rest, and they have a lot on them, and now all that's kind of gone. And so not only their bodies kind of rejuvenate a little bit, but they get that academic stress out of them.
Gardner-Webb is no pushover opponent for Carolina. The Running Bulldogs feature a pitcher, Matt Frowden, who was honored Monday as a Louisville Slugger Player of the Week by the Collegiate Baseball newspaper. Frowden fired a complete game one-hit shutout against one of the nation's most high-powered offensive teams last Thursday, blanking Colonial Athletic Association leader William & Mary in a 2-0 victory. Gardner-Webb went on to sweep William & Mary and will surely be heading into the Carolina contest with plenty of confidence. The Tar Heels know the significance of each and every game at this point in the season. A slip-up could pop their NCAA tournament bubble. But despite the pressure, Coach Fox says the guys must stay calm and loose to perform at the highest level.
it's a cliche in baseball, just go out and kind of play like a little leaguer and have fun. And, you know, we can't put too much pressure on ourselves. It is what it is. And if we let that weigh on us too much about what's at stake, you generally don't play at the level you need to.
With the season winding down, it's also a time for reflection, especially for the three seniors, Tom Zingle, Andrew Smith, and Parks Jordan. The latter was named ACC Player of the Week thanks to his explosive 525 batting average over five games. Coach Fox says it's been his distinct privilege to watch the seniors grow and develop on and off the field.
You know, over the course of their 3 or 4 years in college at age, you know, from 18 to 21, 22, you just watch them grow, mature, and really, really turn in from essentially boys and young men, you know, to grown men. And that's the fun part of it. That's the gratifying part. And
Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
The Atlantic Coast Conference football coaches and athletic directors say they should play at least one major conference program every year. Commissioner John Swofford announced Monday during the league's annual spring meetings that the coaches and ADs have recommended the conference schedule remain at 8 games. They also recommended that every school should play either Notre Dame or a team from one of the other major conferences, the Big Ten, Big 12, Southeastern, or Pac-12 conferences during the regular season. The school's faculty athletic representatives will vote this Thursday on the recommendation. If it's approved, it would take effect in 2017. The SEC announced a similar scheduling policy last month that will take effect in 2016. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. We'll talk more about Carolina baseball a little bit later on in the morning here on WCHL. Coming up next, Charles Osgood is on the way with the Osgood File.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInnEvents.com.
And now it's time for the professionals, local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg with Cederberg Kitchens and Additions in Chapel Hill. Since 1986, doing renovations and remodeling of all levels and types in the greater Chapel Hill, Durham area. Most remodeling, there are a lot of decisions and there should be a lot of planning involved. And the more planning you do, the more thorough you are, you would have a more successful finished product and be more satisfied with what you get. If you don't have a plan, it's hard to accomplish what your objectives are. There's a lot of layers, and we try to help you with that process. People that we work with generally are looking for someone to help them with all that detail. We offer on-site visitation and needs analysis of what they're trying to do and help them understand either challenges of the task or give them opportunities or possibilities to open up their thinking a little bit about what could be. We want to help them decide what's the plan is going to be best suited to meet their needs and their lifestyle and their personalities, and then try to make sure that all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and the process is thorough to get the best result. The knee bone is connected to the leg bone is connected to the hip bone, et cetera, et cetera. Go to our website at CederbergKitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products.
This has been the professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
You know what today is? Today is Tuesday, and of course that is the day for Adopt-A-Pet. Coming up at about 8:40 this morning, we'll have one of our local animal organizations coming in with a dog or a cat, kitten, or a puppy to get adopted. And then we'll put a picture on our Facebook page, on our website. And you get the idea. Time to adopt. Think about it. 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood File. Sponsored in part by BASF. With just the right chemistry, we can build more while using less. BASF knows how. To learn more, visit WeCreateChemistry.com. This is Sam Litzinger in for Charles Osgood. Health officials say it wasn't unexpected, but it's not good either.
The patient began feeling unwell during the flight from Jeddah to London, and eventually reported having fever, chills, and a slight cough.
The U.S. has its second confirmed case of MERS. More after this from Charlie.
There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
The U.S. has already had one case of MERS, or Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Now it's got another in Florida, a medical worker who traveled to Saudi Arabia. Assistant Surgeon General Dr. Ann Schuchat says health officials are on the alert.
A total of 538 laboratory-confirmed cases, including 145 deaths due to MERS coronavirus infection, have been reported.
MERS is a life-threatening respiratory infection for which there's no vaccine and no real treatment other than keeping a patient as comfortable as possible and hoping the body can fight it off. Daniel Lucy's an infectious disease expert at the Georgetown University Medical Center.
I would say that it's statistically very likely that there will be one or more additional people in the United States returning from parts of the world, particularly the Middle East, where this virus has infected so many people.
Where'd it come from?
Most likely, in my opinion, it comes from animals, particularly camels. After it's spread from camel to a person, then it can be spread from person to person.
Dr. Schuchat at the Centers for Disease Control says for now, prevention is largely up to us.
CDC continues to advise people to help protect themselves from respiratory infections by washing their hands often, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, avoiding touching their eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands, and disinfecting frequently touched surfaces.
The Osgood File, Sam Litzinger on the CBS Radio Network.
Limited time to pack up and move out? At the UPS Store, we have everything you need to help make your move quicker and easier. For a limited time, we're offering 25 to 50% off moving supplies, including four different size moving boxes, dish pack boxes with divider inserts, wardrobe boxes with hangers, packing peanuts, bubble wrap, and packing tape. To learn more about how we can help you with all of your packing and shipping needs, stop by the UPS Stores on Fordham Boulevard, in Meadowmont, and in Chapel Hill North.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Always love my mama. She's my favorite girl.
This is Ron Stutz. We recognize hometown heroes every day, Monday through Friday, here on WCHL, sponsored by Performance Auto Mall. All this month, our hometown heroes will be moms. Actually, moms, grandmothers, daughters, those who are moms in one way or another, who also do good things in our community. Since Mother's Day is this month, they deserve some special recognition. Listen for lots of words of praise coming from those people who nominated them. Each mom we talk about will get a free massage from Massage Envy Spa at South Point in Eastgate. And one of our people doing the nominating will get a special prize package, including a Deepak VIP prize pack with tickets to see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, free parking, and a dinner gift card. It's our special Moms Month to recognize moms who are hometown heroes right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Today is your last chance at a great offer from OurLocalDeal.com from Aqua Squad. It's half off, $100 worth of pool and spa chemicals available until midnight for $50. Owning a pool or hot tub is an investment that should be cared for properly, and Aqua Squad believes in providing their customers with excellent customer service, professional workmanship, and quality products. Say goodbye to the cold and hello to fun in the sun. It's half off from Aqua Squad. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL, and your Chapel Hill Carpenter weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. 69 degrees, anticipating a really hot day today, mostly sunshine, our high today in the low 90s. So you get that? Not just 90, but the low 90s. It's going to be over 90 today, a little bit warmer than yesterday. Tonight, mostly clear skies with the lows in the low 60s. And tomorrow we're looking at mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. We'll start to get some clouds tomorrow night, and Thursday looks like a really cloudy day. And Thursday night as well, big chance of rain coming up later on in the week. But actually, good weather today if you don't mind the heat. Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. We'll get a quick news update from CBS and back with more local news in a moment on WCHL.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. In the recording made by Donald Sterling's friend, V. Stiviano, the one that was uncovered by TMZ.
Whatever she did, good or bad, I'm the guilty one for uttering those terrible, ugly words that I don't mean.
Sterling sat down with CNN and again singled out Magic Johnson.
He made love to every girl in every city in America, and he had AIDS. And when he had those AIDS, I went to my synagogue and I prayed for him. I hoped he could live and be well.
But Sterling also said of the NBA Hall of Famer.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done?
And he went on.
Jews, when they get successful, they will help their people. And some of the African Americans, maybe I'll get in trouble again, they don't want to help anybody.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver issued a statement which says, while Magic Johnson doesn't need me to, I feel compelled on behalf of the NBA family to apologize to him that he continues to be dragged into this situation. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 at WCHL, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. Lots of sunshine today, high in the low 90s. I'm Ron Stutz. Big meeting last night. Chapel Hill Town Council voted to approve the first steps of the Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan, paving the way for a new kind of zoning and approval process. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
The Chapel Hill Town Council took a series of votes last night to adopt a new type of zoning known as form-based code and apply it to a large swath of land surrounding the Ephesus Church Road Fordham Boulevard intersection. Councilmember George Cianciolo sided with the majority in supporting the plan.
I do believe that this will be successful for Chapel Hill, and that's what I was elected to do, use my best judgment.
The council voted 8-1 to adopt the new form-based code into the town land use plan and 6-9 to apply it to the majority of the Ephesus Fordham focus area. Ed Harrison, Matt Chakovsky, and Jim Ward voted against the rezonings. The plan calls for the town to reconfigure the intersections of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard, extend Elliott Road, and create new mixed-use zones allowing 3 to 7 stories of commercial and residential development. Supporters say it will encourage new business growth in the area while also addressing long-standing flooding problems and traffic jams. However, opponents have raised doubts about the efficacy of the stormwater management plan and questioned the timing and cost of the redevelopment proposal. Councilmember Chakovsky sided with the critics of the plan.
There is no evidence that it will achieve the original goals, including stormwater, including traffic mitigation, including increasing commercial tax revenue to the town.
Councilmember Ward opposed the plan because he said switching to form-based code means the council will lose the chance to negotiate with developers for affordable housing and energy-efficient design.
It sounds like the rest of the council is ready to give away the store in terms of the one thing that we have, and that's the ability to grant greater density as an incentive. It baffles me.
Using form-based code, the council sets parameters for development, including building height, setbacks, and parking guidelines for each zone. Once these are in place, individual developers will not need to bring their projects before the council if they meet the established criteria. Instead, projects will be reviewed by the town manager and the Community Design Commission. Council members expressed interest in reviewing the first projects that come forward under the new guidelines, but they will not be able to ask developers for concessions. Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green proposed holding off on rezoning 4 parcels of land along Elliott Road from Franklin Street to Fordham Boulevard, while staffers investigate the possibility of offering density bonuses for developers who build affordable housing.
What I'm talking about is a proposal that would change properties 1, 2, 3, and 4 from WX5 to WX2, as in 2 stories permitted by right, with a density bonus of 5 stories in exchange for 10% affordable housing.
The council backed a proposal, leaving the land as is for now. In addition, the council voted unanimously to rezone 8.5 acres on Legion Road so that nonprofit developer DHIC can apply for low-income tax credits to subsidize a proposed affordable housing rental project on the site. The town is partnering with DHIC on the project, but some backers worried the rezoning might not happen before Friday's deadline to apply for tax credits. While the zoning for the Ephesus Fordham plan is now in place, the town is still in the process of figuring out how to pay for the $10 million worth of infrastructure improvements. To that end, the town is asking Orange County to help pay down the town's debt by contributing a portion of the increased tax revenues the redevelopment is expected to generate. County commissioners will consider that plan on Thursday night. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stansel presented a recommended budget with no tax increases to the town council last night. Earlier that afternoon, he and Finance Officer Ken Penoyer met with a group of reporters to break it all down, and WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
The budget as it's recommended tonight has no tax increase in it.
That's Chapel Hill Town Manager Roger Stansel speaking to a small group of reporters at Chapel Hill Public Library on Monday afternoon. The recommended budget he was set to present to the town council that evening comes to a near total of $96 million, an increase of 3.5% from the last budget. As Stansel said, the budget is balanced without a tax increase. About $2.7 million of fund balance would be used to help balance the budget. The recommended budget assumes a 1% growth in the property tax base and a 6% growth in sales taxes. Stansel said the recommended budget for fiscal year 15 begins to address what he called some of the unsustainable strategies that Chapel Hill had to use during the recession. For example, one-time bond funds for resurfacing roads have dried up, so the town staff is recommending restoring $578,000 to the operating budget. Addressing a recent focus on affordable housing, the town will dedicate a quarter penny on the current tax rate to fund new initiatives. The stormwater budget is down 5.9%. Stansel said that's due to some large expenditures in the previous budget. The stormwater fee is recommended to be increased by 75 cents per equivalent rate unit. Here's Stansel.
That was discussed last year when the basis upon which the stormwater fee is charged was changed, and there was an increase in the fee and a realization and acknowledgement that we need to have steady increases to that rate in order to meet the stormwater requirements of the towns.
He compared that to the Orange Water and Sewer Authority's policy of increasing fees steadily rather than waiting until a large fee increase is deemed necessary. Transit takes up the biggest slice of proposed total budget expenditures at 21%. The recommended amount of transit funds for fiscal year 15 is $20.5 million. The sustainability of the transit system is a major concern for Chapel Hill. According to the summary presented to the council, the delay in replacing old buses has created, quote, a huge unfunded liability.
We have something like 42 buses that should be replaced today. So we've got a critical need in terms of how we continue to replace buses with a diminishing potential for federal subsidy of buses.
The recommended budget includes $400,000 to begin the financing process to buy buses. It's projected that $42 million will be needed by 2023 for that purpose. The next step in the budget process will be a work session on Wednesday at 6 p.m. The transit budget and resurfacing funding will be discussed at that meeting. That will be followed by a public hearing about the recommended budget on May 19th. Two more work sessions are tentatively scheduled in early June, and a target date for adoption of the budget is June 9th. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carborough Town Manager David Andrews will present his recommended budget for fiscal year 2014-15 at tonight's meeting of the Board of Aldermen in Carborough. That meeting starts at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. And the Orange County Commissioners tonight will discuss the future of solid waste and recycling. They'll review funding options for the rural curbside recycling program, and we'll get an update on the process of siting a southern branch library in downtown Carborough. Details on all those stories coming up in our next newscast here on WCHL. Public school teachers want quick action from a North Carolina judge to block a law that eliminates more than 40 years of job protections in favor of employment contracts. Lawyers for state lawmakers and the objecting teachers argued to a judge on Monday that he has enough information to decide without a trial. Superior Court Judge Robert Hobgood says he may issue a ruling this Friday. The law taking effect this summer starts a five-year process moving all teachers into employment contracts that make them easier to fire. Supporters say teachers will improve classroom performance without the job protections tied to tenure. The North Carolina Association of Educators and six teachers sued to block the law they say takes away requirements that school administrators follow a defined process when firing a teacher. WCHL News Time, 6:39. More news coming up in just a moment on WCHL. We also have today's commentary on the way from Walt Mack. He talks about our expanding deer population. That's next.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico, wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
And Freddie's going to have a trivia question coming up for you in just a little while here. And guess what? It is Rock and Roll Tuesday.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. The problem of an excessive deer population here in Chapel Hill and Orange County is fast approaching a crisis, and something must be done about it soon. Virtually every motorist in Chapel Hill has had a close encounter or even an accident involving a deer, and the situation can only grow worse. One of the big reasons for the deer invasion is the rapid building expansion that is encroaching upon deer habitats. Deer are being forced to move closer into urban areas to forage for food. 5% of all reported driving accidents are caused by deer, but this figure is grossly understated. Many deer accidents involving automobiles are not reported. Worse, about 10% of these accidents result in injuries to the driver or passengers. Many Chapel Hill residents are reporting herds of deer, as many as 15 to 20 in their yards, grazing on expensive plants and shrubbery at a cost of thousands of dollars. The solution requires public involvement and programs dealing with deer management and control. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Well, it may be hard to believe, but the Tar Heels play their final midweek baseball game of the regular season today at Gardner-Webb. First pitch slated for 6 o'clock. Carolina sends Taylor Cherry out to the hill, and Cherry looking for his second win of the season after picking up win number one versus Elon a week ago, going 5 2/3, allowing 4 runs and striking out 2. The head coach of the Tar Heels, Mike Fox, is in search of win number 31 on the season and is looking forward to today's big game.
But yeah, we're excited about going to Shelby. It'll be fun. See some former players there, a lot of Carolina people there, and I'm glad we're going. I think it'll be a neat environment there at the Shelby high school where they host the American Legion World Series.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time.
Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
In other Carolina baseball news, Parks Jordan was named the ACC's Player of the Week yesterday in five games versus Elon, Campbell, and Florida State. The native of Winston-Salem went 10 for 19. That's a .526 average. He scored what would be the game's winning run on Sunday versus Florida State, as well as starting at three positions, first base, second base, and left field throughout the week.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
You started first base, second base, and left field all in 1 week. I mean, that's showing a great deal of versatility, folks. It is 646 at WCHL. Traffic and weather together next, and it's the return of Rand Northam.
Concerts? Check. Outdoor movies? Check. Fresh and local goods? Check and check. Chapel Hill's new old neighborhood, Southern Village, has every ingredient for your perfect Southern summer. And guess what? Good times are cooking. Our farmers market takes place every Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 and the Sunday at 6 p.m. We welcome American folk duet Dana and Susan Robinson as part of our annual Sunday music series on the Village Green. So come have yourself a real Southern summer for free. Visit southernvillage.com for more information.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know when a storm is brewing, it's too late to get insurance? North Carolina's seen its fair share of natural disasters. Well in advance of the next storm, review your insurance coverage to determine if it's still adequate. Many insurers in North Carolina will suspend the writing of new policies or not allow you to increase your coverage when a storm is approaching. Call High & Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickie's.com and we will have it ready for you to take out. With eight juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
647 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, he's back. Rand Northam is back. Now the truth can be told. Where'd you go?
New York City.
New York City?
Get a rope.
Oh, my goodness. Did you have fun up there?
Had a great time.
All right.
18,667 steps on Sunday. How about that?
You counted your steps?
I've got a pedometer on my phone, so.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that's great. Well, I just want to say that I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back. Thank you very much, Ron.
We had a good time. Aaron did a good job filling in, but glad you're back in the regular old routine.
Glad to be here.
A lot of stuff going on around here. Got traffic coming up right now, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers.
Thank you, Ron. NC-54 right now seeing a little bit of a slowdown heading westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. That's really the only delay we're seeing at this time. Of course, ahead of the rush hour, the usual slowdowns of rush hour. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Aaron made a promise yesterday that you would be back in here today with a dress shirt and tie and looking good, and I'm happy to report that you followed through on that.
He held that promise well.
Yeah, exactly, and Aaron did not do that while you were away, by the way. I think he took
this. That does not surprise me for some reason.
I think he took his inspiration from me. But, hey, listen, we'll talk to you again in just a few minutes.
All righty.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Fifth Season Gardening. It is 69 degrees, believe it or not. It's really warm this morning. Mostly sunny today. High today in the low 90s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Big chance of rain starting on Wednesday. Or, I beg your pardon, starting at about Thursday. And big chance of rain. Temperature's going to cool off a little bit, too. It won't be this hot all week long. This will probably be our warmest day. But again, high in the low 90s, I think that's warm enough. So, the forecast, as I said, brought to you this morning by your friends at Fifth Season Gardening, downtown Carrboro. Grow organic this spring with the area's widest selection of organic vegetable starts, seeds, soils, and fertilizer. Fifth Season is not your garden variety gardening store. It is time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We got a whole bunch of them. We'll start with actor Harvey Keitel, 75 years old today. Actor Franklin Ajaye, 65. Franklin Ajaye is a funny guy. I remember him most for his role in Car Wash. He was the guy who kept running to the phone booth trying to win these tickets from a radio station so he could ask this girl in the diner out to a concert. Franklin Ajaye, really funny guy. Stevie Wonder is 64 years old today. No longer little Stevie Wonder in more ways than one. He's a pretty big guy, actually. Producer and writer Alan Ball, 57 years old today. Basketball Hall of Famer Dennis Rodman is 53 years old today. Just about crazy. Actor comedian Stephen Colbert is 50. Let's see here. Darius Rucker, some people know him as Hootie and the Blowfish, 48. Turned country singer and very successful at it. Darius Rucker. Susan Floyd, an actress, is 46 years old today. Mickey Madden, one of Adam Levine's running mates in Maroon 5, 35 years old today. Actress, writer, director Lena Dunham is 28. For the life of me, I just don't see what's so great about her. I've tried watching her show, and it's just... Ugh. Actor Robert Pattinson is 28 years old today. Actor Hunter Parrish is 27. And actress Debbie Ryan, who's on Jesse on TV, is 21 years old. Got a bunch of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. That would include Rob Maitland. Happy birthday, Rob. Mary Todd has a birthday, as does Lynn Lehman. Andy Christman, Margaret Campbell, Raul Russian, Linda Hester, Lee Folger, Barbara Denton, and Katherine Johnson. And our birthday winner of the day is Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass. Sheriff Pendergrass, 80 years old today. Sheriff about to step down from his job, and everybody in the world wants to be sheriff. But Sheriff, thank you for all your years of service, and we're going to make sure you get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. That goes to Lindy Pendergrass, this morning's winner, a celebrity birthday winner, big time. 6:52 at WCHL.
97.9 FM, WCHL. Hello there, Ron Sutz and Mr. Kiger.
You got a frog in your voice,
I
man.
I sound like it, don't I?
Hey, it's allergy season.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm losing my voice.
Everything in the world out there is budding, which is good.
Yeah, that's not a good idea to lose your voice when your job is to be on the radio every day.
But it just makes you sound more resonant.
No, it doesn't. Not this particular time.
Hey, Rod Stewart made an entire career with that.
Well, that's what you sound like.
Brian Adams.
That's what you sound like if you swallow a handful of carpet tacks.
Ah.
Bonnie Tyler, same way.
It's a heartache.
Kim Carnes.
Yeah, that's right. Betty Davis eyes.
Well, but speaking of, well, obviously this is all a lead into rock and roll trivia today.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Everything's a lead into rock and roll on
it,
some
we don't
level.
Need much to get take off on that, do we?
Don't need much. Go ahead.
We're doing number one tunes.
Oh, okay.
That's our category. Ready, folks?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is springtime.
Yeah.
All right.
Spring is busting out all over.
Spring is busting out all over. 30 years ago today.
Uh-huh.
This day, this tune was in the middle of a seven-week stranglehold on the number one spot in America. Name the well-known tune and artist. This is an easy one. Ron's got the record. Right, you ready to put it down?
I'll put it on, but I'm not looking at it because I don't want to know what it is.
You got the needle right. Go.
Here we go.
Go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. Listen carefully.
That's pretty easy, huh? No, that one did about two drum beats. Great bass line there, too. Hey, what's the name of the song? What's the name of the artist? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer. That's all you get, because that's so darn easy. Everybody ought to be able to get there in their sleep. Call right now and tell me the name of that song.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Andrea Eisen is today's WCHL Hometown Hero, another very special mom, and her husband, Daniel Pump, is with us. And Daniel, why is Andrea so special?
Well, not only is Andrea a great mom to her own two children, but she's very active with the Burmese and Karen refugee community in Chapel Hill.
Tell me about her own children and her role as a mom with them.
We have a son, Amos, who's 17, a junior at East High School, and a daughter, Talia, who's 14, who's just finishing eighth grade at Phillips.
So she's got enough challenges right there with her own kids, both being teenagers. How did she get involved in this program, and how did she become a mom to these children?
So we moved here from Lincoln, Nebraska 10 years ago, and in Lincoln there was a big Sudanese refugee community, and Andrea's a social worker, so her specialty back in Nebraska was working with the Sudanese refugees. And after we moved to Chapel Hill, and she found out that there's a refugee community here in our community from Burma, the Karen people, she started working with them as well. And what she does is she matches up Burmese families that live in Chapel Hill with local families who are kind of their adopted families and can help them work through some of the difficulties of just dealing with our society. She often rounds up a lot of the kids in these Burmese families and takes them out on the lake or takes them to movies or takes them to the bouncing house and gives them, you know, chances to have a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like a whole lot of fun, and she does these activities just out of the goodness of her heart, I suppose. It sounds like she loves being involved.
Absolutely, that's correct.
Well, now, she's a great mom, and I'm sure she's a great wife as well. Now's your opportunity to tell everybody what a great companion she is.
Absolutely. Not only is Andy a great mom, but she's a great wife, and I was very happy to celebrate Mother's Day and to tell her not only how great of a mother she was, but how great of a wife she is as well. We've been married for about 18 years.
Well, Daniel, congratulations, and I'm sure that Andrea is going to be very happy that she is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Thank you.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
657 at WCHL. Well, that, of course, is Billie Jean from Michael Jackson.
That would be correct.
Number one song in America.
Yes, it was. In the middle of a 7-week hold on number one. Mm-hmm. The self-proclaimed King of Pop rode that tune to number one.
I can remember Freddie Kiger doing the moonwalk to that song.
I could do it.
He could do it back in his younger days.
Yes.
And when you wore a younger man's clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Billie Jean knocked out Baby Come to Me by Patty Austin with James Ingram. And Jackson's tune finally relinquished its number one hold to Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, that's a really easy song to identify this morning, Billie Jean. And you want to hear just a little bit more of it? I love this bass line in here. Do you like my white glove?
Yeah, don't mind, but do you mean I?
I'm just wearing one, by the way. Rand's got the other one in the other room.
She said I am the one. I would dance on the floor.
Billie Jean, Michael Jackson, WCHL. Congratulations to Lee Stem, who called in with the name of that song and the name of the artist. And Lee Stem gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today is your last chance at a great offer from OurLocalDeal.com from Aqua Squad. It's half off, $100 worth of pool and spa chemicals available until midnight for $50. Owning a pool or hot tub is an investment that should be cared for properly, and Aqua Squad believes in providing their customers with excellent customer service, professional workmanship, and quality products. Say goodbye to the cold and hello to fun in the sun. It's half off from Aqua Squad. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. 69 degrees already this morning. It's really warm out there. Mostly sunny today. Look for a high today in the low 90s. The Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling has apologized for the offensive racial comments that led to his lifetime ban by the NBA. But he's fueled a new controversy with what he had to say about one of the African-American men that he despised.